an international criminal court could unhinge Sudan's peace deal. More martyrs prove oppression continues in Eritrea, and harp music is changing lives in Africa. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. In the wake of the International Criminal Court's actions last week, Sudan has taken aggressive action that will affect the lives of thousands. The ICC issued a warrant against President Omar el-Bashir for war crimes. Matt Parker with Kids Alive International just returned from Sudan and says demonstrations could have far-reaching implications.
At the moment, the situation is under control, and we pray it will stay that way. In many ways, this could potentially threaten a lot of the talks for peace, treaty that was signed between the North and the South several years ago.
More than a dozen relief groups were expelled from Sudan. Parker says it'll affect thousands.
And obviously, that has huge implications on a large number of people. A lot of refugees, a lot of children. The poorest of the poor are going to be affected by this, particularly in the Darfur area.
Kids Alive remains. Parker says as uncertainty looms, they're sharing the certainty that they have in Christ alone. Pray many will turn to Him. Meanwhile, persecution persists in Eritrea as three more believers are martyred. According to a recent International Christian Concern report, three believers on separate occasions were imprisoned and tortured. They were all given the option to deny Christ and receive medicine or to suffer more torture and be killed. All three believers chose to die. One man had a wife and kids at home. Pray for his family and the many other victims of this persecution. You're listening to Mission Network News. An Ethiopian tribe produced its first 23 graduates this month. SIM International missionaries began an informal type of education in the area 4 years ago. Students have now learned the importance of education for their community as well as the truth of the gospel. 14 of the school's first graduates will continue their education formally at a boarding school. Pray they won't give up on their studies and they'll stand firm in what they believe. Next, since 1927, Africa Inland Mission has worked in the Central African Republic, but AIM missionary Wendy Atkins says more work remains.
The gospel has definitely been preached. The church exists. But there are areas of the culture of the people that the gospel hasn't really permeated yet.
Atkins uses music to teach villagers about God. Through her ministry, native believers write songs about how God views certain cultural beliefs. Atkins recently taught one of the songs to a small church group.
Within 2 or 3 minutes, everybody was singing along, singing all of the words, standing up and dancing along. And it gave a great opportunity to really share with them what that scripture verse means.
Atkins says believers can join AIM in praying that behavior would change as a result of hearing these songs.
Those words are in their heads, and we just pray that they'll permeate their worldview and permeate their entire lives to bring about change.
And Asia is the world's largest and most populous continent. Buddhism, Hinduism, and a host of other religions compete for dominance, but millions are open to the truth of Christ. So who will take the gospel to Asia? That question is answered in a documentary entitled A2 Redefined. Craig Detweiler directed the documentary for Asian Access.
For those who want to see for themselves what it is like in Sri Lanka, Asian Access has prepared a documentary. It shows you what's going on in Mongolia, in Japan, in Thailand, and in Sri Lanka.
The 35-minute documentary details part of Detweiler's own journey as he returns to Japan after 20 years of being away from missionary service with Asian Access. Although aimed at missions professors, its purpose is to open eyes toward the difference the gospel makes in Asia.
It's a gift we made to the church here in the West to educate ourselves, to pray in more informed ways, and to figure out what's going on with our brothers and sisters overseas.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. These are challenging times for households around the world. HCJB Global is challenging you to join their Me and My Household movement. If you'd like to receive a free prayer emblem declaring your home a house of prayer, along with free devotionals and more to help you pray for your household, reach your community, and share the gospel with unreached households, call 1-800-995-4828 or sign up at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.